Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You guys too.
We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. We'll be at 8:46. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation. Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Thiemann, Lytle, Dorn, and Juergens. Up first, consent agenda, approve the general agenda, approve the minutes of the meeting held January 7th, 2026. Approve all claims through January 21st, 2026 in the amount of $838,010.17. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approved declaring handguns 23 gun 931 22 GUG 992 22 VZD 800 Gen 4 22 GUG 985 22 GUG 988 19 PUX 951 Gen 4 19 BESM 785 Gen 4 22 GUG 991 as surplus and selling at auction. Approve canceling check number 2506-0067 to Verizon Wireless in the amount of $480.12. Approve specifications and call for bids on rock and gravel bids to be opened at 9:15 on February 18th, 2026. Approve specifications and call for bids for county fuel bids to be opened at 9:30 on February 18th, 2026. Approve 2025 annual noxious weed report and have the chairman sign that report. I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, unless there are any items you would like to pull off. Motion by Dorn, second by Adams. Go ahead, Mr. Adams.
I just, for the public's information, the guns are at Adam Marshall Auctions in Corinth. So that
way, if any of the public wants to bid on those
guns, that's where they are. And they have a gun auction once a month, normally.
Thank you, Mr. Adams.
And they're going to split up the auctions, right?
Yeah. Over a three-month period. 666.
Any additional comment, question? If not, we have a motion by Dorn, second by Adams, to approve the consent agenda as presented. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for the Board of Supervisors. Welcome to all of you, folks running for office in the public and elected officials, outgoing elected officials. Seeing no comment, we will move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, Winter Lights, Mr. Dorn.
Dave's here.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning. We talked about better storage in the courthouse building. We do have quite a bit of things sitting around that we could kind of clean up, and county court would be one also that has a lot of file cabinets in a room. I did talk to Sherry, and she did say that they can scan those documents, and so I just want to make sure I did tell her that the county would pay for the scanning, so we don't have an amount on how much that would be yet, but it would be quite a bit of documents. So we can talk about that tomorrow. I'll talk to Sherry some more and see what this guy that would be doing it, what, you know, if he could give us kind of a proposal on that. So
I think I'm sure the scanning would probably be a lot cheaper than having to build a temperature-controlled storage facility to hold.
It would. And I did check on just pricing for a fire suppression system, the dry system, and that adds up pretty quick for even just a small storage area. So we'll keep chipping away at that. I told you wrong on our fire alarm testing. I thought it was on last Monday. It won't be until February, so we have to do that yet. I'm looking at purchasing an auto scrubber for the courthouse floors. The old one needs new batteries, and those are over $1,000, so I don't want to put any more money into that one, so I'm pricing some new ones. We did switch our restroom supplier to Eakes. We'll be buying from them now. Our last vendor, they had an automated system, which they'd only send you things, like several things at a time, so that got to be quite a hassle doing it that way. We had a committee meeting with Winter Lights, and I don't know exactly who, but somebody came up with a great idea of celebrating the semi-quincentennial by putting some patriotic displays, lighting displays, and light up the building for that. And I guess when we're talking about, we'd like the board's blessing to do something for the 250-year celebration. So we're going to work on that, and it would be the building would be lit up, and then some lighted displays in the yard, and probably something on the street light poles around the building also. So, and lastly, the Gage County Museum changed out the display case. They did a Persian College display. That's pretty interesting. And it's always kind of fun to see when they change that out. So that's all I have.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Equalization, we just had a meeting on that, went over kind of the what's going on. We'll continue with the reevaluation of Beatrice. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket item, advanced correctional health care, jail, on-site medical, $14,925.36. Applied connective technologies, IT consultant services, audio, video system, $80,328.70. BOSWA, annual funding,
$25,431.
Manili Wagner Associates Engineering Consulting, $19,337.80. Seth Brothers Fuel Oil Grease Road Department, $22,949.55. Visitors Improvement Fund.
Visitors, not to repeat that. No. Visitors Improvement Fund, Community Players Facility Repair. Grant for Facility Improvements, $25,000.
Thank you, Mr. Juergens. Human Resources, Employee Relations, we did have some discussion on Monday about negotiations. Friday. Thank you, Mr. Dorn. One of our 13 holidays on Monday, so we had that discussion on Friday about some contract negotiations. Law enforcement, emergency management, Mr. Lytle.
Yes, you got anything for us today?
We're good.
Just want to talk about anything that might be showing up in 2 weeks or anything?
You're going to. Good morning, everyone. Monday, the jail committee met in the evening and had a good meeting, had a good showing. We're going to be, I think, the next two board meetings. Some of the Davis group will be here talking about where we're at on it, the direction we're going, to give you kind of a heads up on it. And that's about really all. If there's something else you can think of, we want to let them know.
We're looking at setting those dates to try to get public input because we want to make sure that the public's involved in what we're going to do moving forward.
Yeah. So. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Last Wednesday, I had to do something bad.
Terry. Okay. Maybe he doesn't want
to. Hold on. Maybe we don't want him to push the button.
The sheriff's department brought down approximately 25, 30 guns that were what?
Need to be destroyed.
Were destroyed.
Oh. So did you sell those or destroy them?
No, they had somebody watching. We had no choice.
Yeah, it makes a guy sick, but that's what they do sometimes.
Yep.
It's a shame, but.
You can't auction those off?
Not with the judge lets us.
those were taken as evidence at one time, Gus, yeah. Or what were
they? No one claimed or couldn't be returned. They could have a reason. The court said you got to do this, and so.
I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah. We don't have it often, but we had quite a few had to get rid of, so. Yeah.
How did you destroy them?
Torch, press, smashed everything.
No, I can't get any parts out of it either. So.
No.
That's terrible.
It is. It's sickening. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Sheriff. Anything else, Mr. Lytle?
Lisa?
Sure.
Not for law enforcement, no.
I just have a couple dates that I'd like to share with you guys this morning. So in the morning, our safety committee will be meeting. That is the Gage County Safety Committee, which comprises of your department heads and so forth. And we'll have the opportunity to go through, you know, claims and so forth with NIRMA. And then the most important part is how department heads and also Dave's a part of that, too, what we need to do to mitigate any changes to make it a safer, you know, place. So that's tomorrow morning. Tomorrow night, we have a planning and zoning meeting. On that, we resume discussions again on setbacks for livestock is what's on the agenda. So on the emergency management side of things, we're working on meetings with the fire departments right now and how to deploy Red Cross resources, especially for those individuals that have been impacted by a fire or somewhat of a disaster, to get them help. So that's really all I have. Yes.
Storm spotter
training is February 26th. Storms, it's open to any age, and so we encourage, we've had a lot of Boy Scout groups, come to that training as well, but it's at the National Historical Park, and that's at 6:30, so no pre-registration needed. That's all I have.
Thanks, Lisa.
I'll have a real brief closed session after our regular agenda.
Okay.
If you could stick around for that, just
sure.
a little bit of update there, I guess,
sure.
For you.
Sounds good. Thanks.
I'm good. Yep.
Run Bridge, Mr. Jergens.
Am.
The Derrick crew clean shops, bladed roads, check location for bridge inspections. The asphalt crew is crack sealing. We discussed the 35-mile-an-hour speed limit sign on Sargent Road. And we are working on planning a day to go on a road tour to look at different projects and different road conditions so that we're better prepared for different projects. Just a quick one this morning, I called Jacob and Senator Fisher's office, and that funding is now on the in front of the House. So it'll be on the, in front of the House this week, in front of the Senate next week, and hopefully by the end of January, we will have very good news on Hickory Road and the Adams Bypass and the Claytonia Fire Hall. So everybody keep fingers crossed this month. By the end of this month, we hope to have some good news.
Thank you, Ms. Axby. Anything else for Road and Bridge? All right, we'll skip over the next item as it is a timed event in 15 minutes. Up next, approve or disapprove recommendation for brick roll. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. We'll skip two items. Approve or disapprove the 2026 board committee appointments, committees and appointments. Adam moved to approve. Lytle seconded. Motion by Adam, second by Lytle. I'm sure all of you are thrilled with the board appointments. Are there any items or appointments is there anything that we should change? Not just that you would like to change, but any items that you see that we should change for any reason? I didn't make any changes to any of those items. We left them the same.
I do have a question on economic development, where, since I'm the ex officio for Gary, do you want me on there or just leave it the way that way for now? That engage.
Give me one second. On that one, I guess I'm appointed to engage Gary. Gary and I both are, actually, and then you would be ex officio on that.
This is the same as it was last year. I set in for Gary.
Gary, do you want, is that work for you? He's saying on Engage, since Rex has been going to those meetings, do you want to switch that out and then have
it doesn't make sense. one way or the other.
I'm sorry. I was thinking there was three. It was you and I and then Rex also, but Rex actually has been sitting in on those.
Yeah, since he's been more active, and then it would make sense.
So it's just listed there.
And we're, like I say, we still do everything together anyway, so although these are the official appointments, Mr. Lytle, you, of course, would be welcome there still.
Thanks.
Mr. Adams and Mr. Lytle, are you both all right with your motion and second to make that change to engage economic development team and Ann Adams? All right. Any other items on any other appointments or committees? Mr. Doran was wanting to get on a couple more committees.
No, I was not. I want to get off some.
anything? If not, we have a motion by Adams, second by Lytle, to approve the 26th committee and appointments list with the change to engage economic development, which the name may change on also, to Tiemann and Adams in lieu of Lytle. If there's no other changes, please vote. Six in favor with Doran voting no, motion carries. Up next, discuss, approve, or disapprove the 26th Board of Supervisors standing rules. There are changes to this periodically. Mr. Bauman was always good at making changes here.
There will be one change, though, since you changed the engage, because that's also contained in there. So we have to...
In these standing rules that we have for 26, that change from appointments will also carry over into that 26 standing rules, Tiemann Adams. In lieu of Tiemann Lytle.
Yep.
Any other items that you would like changed? What's the one we use a lot? Rule 21?
yeah, it's secretary can't leave. The board members will have to leave as chair to be excused.
Yeah. Pointing the finger at me or what?
Are there any other rules you guys would like to review or go over?
Move to approve.
Yeah. Second. Motion by Lytle, second by Adams to approve the standing rules with the change to engage appointment. No other rules to change? All right. Please vote. Seven in favor, motion carries. We do have a timed event at 9:15. Are there any items the board would like to bring up just in brief discussion or for the board would like to bring up for future meetings? If not, we will take a brief recess at 9:04 and reconvene a little bit before 9:15. We will reconvene at 9:15 on the clock, and we have a public hearing. I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 9:15 for support or opposition on the manager change at Hidden Acres.
Second.
Moved by Doran, second by Lytle. Please vote.
Can you wait?
Seven in favor. We are in public hearing. We don't have a sign-up sheet right now. Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak in support or opposition of the manager change at Hidden Acres? The if Mr. Rue or Lisa, are you coming up? Okay. Thank you. If you could, if you'd like to speak, please put your name and information on that sheet. And if there's anyone else that would like to speak in support or opposition. Anyone from the board want to say anything? Mr. Rue, would you give your name and address for the record, and then I'll swear you in?
Okay. Dwayne Rue, 1200 Park Street, Beatrice, Nebraska.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Begin, sir.
Well, I just wanted to voice my support for Brooke, that she has been an excellent employee out there at Hidden Acres. She's, you know, friendly. You know, she'll do anything you can, you know, for the people there. And I just think it would be just a great to keep her on there. It would be a great addition. And things are changing fast out there, and she's been right on top of everything. So I just want to show my support for her.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Would anyone else like to speak in support or opposition? Anyone from the board? Seeing no one else for public hearing, I'd ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 9:19.
So
moved. Second. Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn to come out of public hearing at 9:19. Please vote. 7 in favor. Lastly on the agenda, approve or disapprove the recommendation of Brooke Rohr as manager at Hidden Acres.
So moved to approve. Second.
Moved by Adams, second by Claybaugh. Any discussion on Ms. Rohr? We have a motion to approve her as manager at Hidden Acres.
Recommendation.
Approve recommendation for Brooke Rohr at Hidden Acres. If there's no question, comment, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. That brings us to the end of our regular agenda. Mr. Lytle, did you have something?
Nope.
We do need to have a closed session for some contract negotiation discussion. If there's nothing else for open session, I would invite Ms. Wiggin to stay for this. No action will be taken in or after this closed session. But I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:20 on the clock, necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of the needs of injury to the reputation of an individual for contract negotiation. Moved by Dorn. Second by Claybaugh. Go into closed session at 9:20. Please vote. 7 in favor. We are in closed session. We will come out of closed. I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:37 on the clock.
Okay.
Moved by Adams.
Okay.
Second by Dorn. We've been in closed session discussing contract negotiations. Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. We're in open session. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we will adjourn county board meeting at 10:37.